This article is entitled Abortion, Choice, or Murder. I received an email question asking, how does the Bible address abortion? And here is my response. I said, thanks for writing. Did you know that it is a sin for us to not multiply and fill the earth? Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the heavens and all animals that move upon the earth. Genesis 1:28. The above is a command, and it is for us. There is no supposed covenantal limitation for this. Let me show you something from the book of Jasher. It's not inspired, but is twice mentioned in Scripture in such a way as to endorse it as far as I'm concerned. This is from Jasher chapter 2, verses 17 through 22. And Lamech, the son of Methusael, became related to Canaan by marriage. And he took his two daughters for his wives. And Ada conceived and bare a son to Lamech. And she called his name Jabal. And she again conceived and bare a son and called his name Jubal. And Zilpah, her sister, was barren in those days and had no offspring. For in those days the sons of men began to trespass against God and to transgress the commandments which he had commanded to Adam to be fruitful and multiply in the earth. And some of the sons of men caused their wives to drink a draught that would render them barren, in order that they might retain their figures, and whereby their beautiful appearance might not fade. And when the sons of men caused some of their wives to drink, Zilpah drank with them. And the child-bearing women appeared abominable in the sight of their husbands, as widows, whilst their husbands lived, for to the barren ones only they were attached. Psalm 123, verse 3 says, Lo, children are the inheritance of Yahweh. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Yes, abortion is wrong. It is wrong partly due to it violating our command to multiply. It is also mentioned in Exodus 21. Exodus 21, verses 23 to 25. If men strive and strike a pregnant woman so that her child comes out and there is no injury, he shall surely be punished, according as the woman's husband will lay upon him, and he shall pay as the judges say. And if any injury occurs, then you shall give life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burning for burning, wound for wound, stripe for stripe. If the child died, then it was treated as murder, and the one causing the death of the child died as well. A mother who voluntarily aborts her child commits murder, and she is guilty. Thou shalt not murder is still valid today, but you will not find the statutes that explain what murder is in the New Testament. The statutes that explain the commandments are found only in the Old Testament. That is where you'll find the definitions. Exodus 21, verses 23 to 25, is a statute under the commandment found in Exodus 20, verse 13, and Romans 13, verse 9. Hope this has helped. Tim. Thanks for listening.